Hi there. The word for you today is, remember to say thank you. In Titus 3 verse 2, reading from the Message, Paul says God's people should be big-hearted and courteous. You know what? Gratitude brings a host of benefits that we don't normally think about. For example, it improves your heart rate, reduces stress, helps you heal physically, and even think more clearly under pressure. Doctors say it floods your body and brain with endorphins that actually strengthen and rejuvenate you. And like any muscle, the more you exercise it, the stronger it grows. It doesn't have to be complicated. Just take a walk or go for a drive and think about your blessings, and it'll set the tone for your day. The psalmist said in Psalm 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." And then he lists them: forgiveness of sins, the healing of our diseases, protecting us from harm and destruction. He just goes down the list. You know what? God's blessings operate 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So, try this. When you sit down to eat, have everybody at the table name something they're thankful for. And there's always something. There's a cute story about an elderly lady in a nursing home who prayed, "I thank you, Lord, for two good teeth, one upper and one lower, and I especially thank you that they meet." Seriously, psychologist Martin Seligman suggests sending a letter or an email of gratitude to somebody and then actually visiting that person and reading it to them. People who say thank you are measurably happier and less depressed than those who don't. The CEO of Campbell Soup Company wrote over 16,000 thank you notes to his employees, and he energized the entire company in the process. So go ahead, encourage your friends and co-workers by letting them know that you appreciate what they do. The Bible says God's people should be big-hearted and courteous. One author observes, and I quote, "You have it in your power to increase the sum total of the world's happiness by giving a few words of sincere appreciation to somebody who's lonely or discouraged. And perhaps you'll forget the kind words you say today, but the recipient, well, they may cherish them for a lifetime." So the word for you today is, remember to say thank you.